This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
The late, great Shirley Chisholm said that if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. It is with this in mind that ILTA Publications takes aim at boardrooms everywhere and asks, what seat would you pull up to the table? With great pleasure, we welcome our next chair-to-table guest, Barrison Moore, longtime ILTA volunteer, current ILTA knowledge advisor, speaker, and in her copious spare time, Barris is the director of technology at Corus Chambers Westcars. There, she manages a national team which includes client technology solutions, IT project delivery, IT training, help desk and service delivery, and infrastructure and application support. Barris was selected for CIO Australia's top 50 CIOs for 2016. And today, Barris sits down with me, ILTA Senior Content Manager Beth Ann Stuebe, and we talk about what chair she would bring to the table, who else is at the table, legal tech, volunteerism, and so much more. So welcome, Barris.
Thank you, Beth Ann. It's my pleasure.
I had such a great time talking with you at ILTACon, and I think it was an interesting experience for me. Not only had I heard all about you from Joy, but we were talking so much about diversity, technology. So I'm really interested in continuing our conversation.
Great.
So tell me first, how do you see yourself as a legal professional?
I'm really passionate about technology, and I've had a long career, particularly in legal technology. But I'd have to say that my role now is actually more about people. You know, I spend most of my time interacting with people, understanding people, whether it's the business, our own lawyers, my team, the firm's clients. You know, I'm interested in how everyone works and interacts together, what their frustrations are, because that's where the opportunities come about, and also what their aspirations are. So, you know, increasingly, while I'm very passionate about technology and I love the way you can use it to enhance people's lives, both at work and personally, you know, my role is more about people now.
I love that. And I think that it goes to one of the points we were discussing, that people have so many hats. And we, as women, wear so many more hats. So can you talk to me a little bit about balancing your professional and personal life, along with your ambitions that need to grow, to travel, to essentially be a whole professional?
I actually chose a different path to a lot of my peers. I chose not to have a family, and it's given me a lot of freedom to pursue my personal and my professional goals and ambitions. And I really admire women who have raised a family while building a career. I'm sure it's really challenging, and I admire them. But my choices, you know, have given me the freedom to do the other things that I want to do as well as my career. So I've put a lot of, obviously, effort into my career, but, you know, I also spend a lot of time traveling. I love traveling. I love making time for myself. It's really important, my me time. And that's really important for me to feel balanced and fulfilled. So, you know, I appreciate that it's difficult for other women, but the choices I've made has allowed me to have a really balanced and fulfilled both career and personal life.
When we spoke last, we talked a bit about volunteering and mentorship, having a diverse group of women around you. You said, you know, that they don't even know it, but they mentor me. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, I have a group of women from different industries. Some of them are in technology, some of them are more in management, COOs, and other industries other than legal. And I've just met them over the years through my network, and there's a group of them that we catch up. And sometimes it's only anywhere between 3 to 6 months. You know, we're all busy. We do reach out to each other if there's anything in particular we want to share or get advice. But, you know, they are probably not aware of it, but, you know, I get a lot of advice and direction, and I bounce off ideas off them. So, you know, they're kind of like my mentors. And I'm sure if I told them that, they would be surprised. But no, I get a lot of value from their friendship, from their advice, from hearing about their experiences. And I think it's fantastic to be able to have that group of women that you can, you know, look up to and get guidance from.
I think it's really interesting to make sure that around us we have that diverse and inclusive group of people, because their values are our values and we can learn from them in so many different ways. It's important for ILTA, and we have a new diversity and core inclusion value. Can you talk to me a little bit about how your views on diversity and inclusion and how you think this policy will strengthen ILTA?
Look, I think it's really important. It's about diversity of thought. I think that, you know, if we look at the ILTA member base, it's a diverse group of people. You know, so you want the board and the leadership team and the management teams to represent that diverse group of people. And if everyone is similar and you don't have the diversity, then I don't think you're truly representing your member base.
How did you find your way to ILTA?
So CORE's Chambers Westgarth have been a long time member of ILTA, and when I first started in my role as the CIO 6 years ago, or coming up to 7 years ago, I got the opportunity to attend my first ILTA, and it was in Washington, D.C., and I had never been to a conference that was that big, and I was totally overwhelmed by it, but I loved it, and I loved the opportunity to network like-minded people, but also, you know, that shared the challenges and the opportunities, and just to listen to other firms, particularly outside of Australia. We have a strong network within Australia, and I just loved meeting so many different people. I would sit at a different table for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, introduce myself to everyone. And, you know, over the years, I have formed some really, really strong friendships and, you know, that network of people. And a lot of my time now when I do attend ILTA, it's catching up with people. It's having meetings with people. And even this ILTA, I met some new people who I've formed a network with and who have already reached out to me. And we're organising to catch up from time to time. And I think that's really the strength of the ILTA community.
One of our goals this year, this coming year, and really woven into the fabric of ILTA, is to make sure that the I in international is there. And I think that we're making incredible strides there. But from your perspective, how does ILTA become more of a global leader?
Look, some of the challenges I've had in the past with joining, you know, webinars and things like that is obviously the time difference. I think that's being met now, through a lot of them are recorded and people can listen to them at other times. I think that for the large firms, certainly in Australia, that the large firms are all members, and a lot of the large firms send people to conferences. I think the area where ILTA could get more traction is really the small to medium-sized firms who perhaps don't have the funding to send people over to the conference. It's a really expensive, you know, trip for people down in this part of the world to attend the annual conference. But look, ILTA are getting involved now with some local conferences. You know, Joy came over in June and did some presentations, and ILTA had a presence here in a legal tech conference, which was great because a lot of the smaller firms, you know, they do attend that. And also, look, I'd love to see ILTA presence also with a lot of the lawyers down here in Australia and New Zealand as well. And I think that might be the opportunity in other areas of the world or the globe, is the presence or the awareness with more of the legal people, in-house counsel, and also lawyers within firms.
I think one of the things that we can change more readily is the way we provide content. You know, managing our publications and making sure that we have that global content is something I think is vitally important. We talked a little bit about dissociative content. Can you talk to me about how that challenge for you would work? Really, what types of content you would like to see?
I think an area that ILTA could explore is around more of creative content or creativity. You know, some of the other conferences that are not legal technology, but other conferences such as the World Business Forum, they often have sessions that are really around challenging the way people think. It's not related to an industry, it's just related to putting people out of their comfort zone, trying to stimulate creativity. I think it would be great to include some content around that in future ILTA conferences and articles and things like that. Just things that are just sometimes fun, but also creative and challenging to the normal mindset.
When we spoke earlier, you said to start with the user, not the technology, because you can't retrofit technology. That's hugely important. And I don't know that as a younger person, I would have had that foresight. So what would you tell yourself as a younger version?
I would tell myself to go out and listen more to the business and listen to understand. I think that, you know, we get caught up, particularly in technology, with feeling that we have to respond, feeling that we have to solve a problem immediately. Whereas I think I would tell myself to, sometimes it's just good to listen to understand. And people don't necessarily always want a response. They just want you to almost recite back to them that you understand what their challenges are, what their frustrations are, what they want to do. And I think that's really important. You can take that away and then start to develop a response and look at how technology could, you know, help them solve a problem. But that initial part that I didn't spend enough time on, and I think that some technology teams still get caught up in this, is that you don't spend enough time just trying to understand. And you know what? Sometimes people don't have the time to spend with you to help you get that understanding. But it's a work in progress. And, you know, one of the things that our teams have adopted, so both the desktop support, the IT trainers, and also our business analysts are now spending time regularly sitting out in different practice groups. At first, the practice groups and the lawyers were kind of like, what are you doing here? And they were often ignored, whereas because we've gone through lots of cycles of that, we're now getting really great traction with the different practice groups asking questions, but also saying, hey, this is something that's kind of bugged me for a long time. And again, my team know now that they don't have to have an immediate response, but they just need to be able to bring back that understanding so then we can start to craft, you know, a proper long-term response. And, you know, the team are now finding it really rewarding to have that relationship with the business that they didn't really have before.
I think that brings us very gently into our conversation about getting that seat at the table and having those conversations with people. Mm-hmm. So what seat would you bring to the table, and what does your ideal table look like?
Look, I wouldn't want to sit in a big comfortable chair because I don't want to be too comfortable. I'd like to be a little bit on edge, and I'd also like to be able to move that chair around to look at the table and the people around the table from different perspectives. You know, I think that's one of the best things that we could bring, is being able to look at things from other people's perspective. What would the table look like? Again, it comes back to diversity, doesn't it? But certainly in a law firm, I think there's opportunity for firms to really tap into their non-lawyers, their business services people, particularly around servicing their clients. So, yeah, I think I'd probably bring a stool, something I could move around. You know, I can perch on it, but I'm not going to get too comfortable because, you know, I want to be a little bit on edge.
While you're on edge, which sounds terrible from one perspective, but also kind of fantastic from, you know, kind of a work perspective, keeping that hustle going, who's at that table with you and why are they there?
You know, I think I'd like to see people from lots of different cultural backgrounds, obviously the gender diversity, different types of roles. As I said before, not just lawyers, not just legal people, but people that can bring a different set of ideas, who can bring a fresh approach. Maybe not even people from legal, some of the most creative ideas that my team members have brought to the table is because they've not come from legal experience and they have no preconceived ideas about what legal technology should do or what should it look like. So yeah, I think it should look all different colours from different backgrounds, perhaps from different industries, just to really foster that creativity and that non-biased approach. I think, you know, bias is really important to try and address as well.
And I think looking at inherent bias and looking at this as something that we can talk about more openly will help us talk about our technology.
Yes.
So what's next in technology, do you think?
Look, I think we've got a lot of really cool technologies. I think, you know, when you look at artificial intelligence, augmented and reality, blockchain, you know, there's a lot of really cool technologies. I think we're still, the opportunity is still finding the problem. We talked about before, putting the user before the technology, similar. You know, look at data analytics and tapping into, you know, the data sources that we have to get better insights. We did a proof of concept on some data analytics. You know, we proved that we could take data from different repositories and, you know, do some data mining and surface some insights. But then we stopped and stepped back and said, wow, we know the technology can do it. We know it can do it. Now we need to sit down and work out, well, what are the actual business problems we want to solve before we then bring in the technology? And that's what I think is next, greater understanding and finding, really finding the business problems where we can apply these technologies.
What's next for you?
You took me by surprise with this question. So what's next for me? Look, I think we certainly at CAWSE, we've just scratched the surface with the opportunities with technology. And believe me, we have a lot of technology, but for example, we've introduced robotic process automation, and that's not to, you know, replace people with software robots, but it is to really tackle the repetitive low value tasks so that our people can do higher value, much more interesting work. Now we've certainly tackled a lot of the back office functions. I think there's opportunity to do the same around all of our legal support, our legal assistance, as well as there'll be legal processes, the low value repetitive legal processes that we can address with robotic process automation. So the opportunity is there. And it's about people as well. You know, it's about giving people higher value, more interesting work, and then taking that low level noise away with technology. So, you know, whether it's artificial intelligence or robotics, you know, I think it's about enhancing people's jobs and giving them higher value work to do.
I think that is a perfect endpoint for us, taking that noise, that low-level noise away. Baris, thank you so much for joining me today. I am always thrilled to talk to you, and I look forward to seeing the evolving and innovative changes you're bringing into technology.
Thanks very much. I've enjoyed it. And, you are very welcome.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.